Republicans sign letter supporting Israel's right to annexation. By Deborah Danan on June 23, 2020. Tel Aviv, more than 100 House Republicans affirmed their support on Monday for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to apply sovereignty over parts of the West Bank as well as Israel's right to defensible borders. "We write to reaffirm the unshakable alliance between the United States and Israel, to emphasize that Israel has the right to make sovereign decisions independent of outside pressure, and to express our support for you as you make such decisions in your capacity as Israel's democratically elected prime minister," read a letter signed by 116 GOP lawmakers that was sent to Netanyahu. "As dedicated friends of the Jewish state, we reaffirm our steadfast commitment to the relationship between our two nations and Israel's right to sovereignty and defensible borders," it said. The letter was spearheaded by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, Minority Whip Steve Scalise, ARLA, Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney, Republican Wyoming, Foreign Affairs Committee Ranking Member Michael McCaul, Republican Texas, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican Washington, Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, and Representative David Kustoff, Republican Tennessee. "We are aware of and deeply concerned by threats being expressed by some to retaliate against Israel as it makes decisions to ensure defensible borders. It is short-sighted to threaten relations with Israel, a longtime friend and critical ally that shares our democratic values," they wrote. The GOP lawmakers also expressed their support for the Trump administration's peace proposal. "We support the Trump administration's engagement with Israel on the Vision for Peace plan, which was based on the critical premise that Israel should never be forced to compromise its security. We assure you that we will stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel and oppose any effort to apply pressure." It also underscored Palestinian intransigence, both with regards to relations with the U.S. and with advancing peace with Israel. "As you know well, the Palestinians have rejected Israel's bids for peace time and again and have shunned the Trump administration's efforts to bring peace to the conflict since the administration's earliest days, even before the president's vision was unveiled," they continued. "The Trump administration's new approach offers the promise of success where past efforts have failed, recognizing Israel's vital national and security interests while providing for a fair and reasonable compromise with the Palestinians, should Palestinian leadership opt finally to prioritize peace." The letter comes on the heels of another condemning Israel's annexation plans, led by Democrats including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senators Ben Cardin, DMD, and Robert Menendez, DNJ. "A sustainable peace deal that ensures the long-term security of Israel and self-determination for Palestinians must be negotiated directly between the two parties," the group said in a statement. "Unilateral annexation runs counter to those long-standing policies and could undermine regional stability and broader U.S. national security interests in the region." As Breitbart Jerusalem reported, President Donald Trump is set to make a final decision on Tuesday as to whether to greenlight the plans for sovereignty.